Hey everyone, welcome to my relocation diaries. Today I'm going to talk about being sick in a new country. So over the weekend, I got really, really sick. I haven't been this sick in years, I think. And Saturday morning, I woke up, I started organizing the house. I made food for my little one. And all of a sudden, they started feeling really, really heavy, and my body started aching. And I said, no, Hadar, you're just tired. You had a glass of bad wine yesterday because we were over at friends for dinner. It's going to pass. And the minutes go by, and it's just getting worse. And I'm sitting there listening to Asya talking, and all I can think about is, how do I keep my head up right now? So I told her, Asya, I'm going to go wake up dad, okay? She's like, okay, mommy, let's go wake up dad. And I go into bed and I stay there for 48 hours. It was horrible. I don't know what it was because I wasn't coughing back then. I do cough now, but I wasn't coughing. I was just like, I was in pain. My brain did not work. And I just couldn't move, and I just sat there. I couldn't even be on my phone or watch TV or anything. And the thing is that when we moved, we packed all our medications, but I didn't have any painkillers or pain relief medication. I couldn't find my thermometer, so I had like nothing. I just drank a lot of tea and honey. And Gil was busy with the girls, and all the time I thought, it's fine, I don't need anything. And I'm like this person that likes to push through. I don't take medications really. But at some point I remembered that I had two pain relief pills from my neighbor somewhere, and I took one and I was able to rest for a little bit, but I couldn't tell if I had fever or not, even though it felt like I did. But anyway, why am I telling you all this? Because one of the things when you move to a new country, it's like you don't take the small things with you. So you don't take the small spoon that you really like, and you don't take the plate that you always love to put your nuts in, because it's kind of like, oh, I'm just going to get new ones. And then it feels like everything is not customized to your life. You have to adapt again to a new setup. And it's the same with the medications and the thermometer. And like I didn't have all of that. And back home, before I moved, I always had that. And all of a sudden here, it's like a new ground. And no one was sick here before, thank God. So we didn't have all of that. So that felt strange. Like it was a reminder that this is not my home yet. So that was the first thing that was hard. Like I didn't feel like I have the things that I need to be okay. Even though it's so silly, like I could just go to the drugstore and buy it. But it was just a reminder that we have to work extra hard to get back the comfort level that we had in the past with the small things that you always know that you have. But the biggest thing that was hard about being sick in a new place was not having my mom around. I mean, it's not like I would call her to be next to me when I'm sick, because obviously I wouldn't want her to get it. But just knowing that she's two buildings away from me, and like every time I get sick or I would get sick, there would always be food available, mom's food, which would bring me so much comfort and genuinely heal me. And also she would pick up the girls, and I know that they would be happy and not like, you know, just bored or stuck with Gil the entire day. They had a great time. Don't worry about them. But still, also so that Gil could not just take care of me and the girls and the house. So he would have a break as well. So we didn't have that because we don't have help with the girls. So not having that was hard. Like I kind of like felt a lot of longings and like the need to be taken care of. And another thing that was really, really stressful was that that was a Saturday where I got sick. Sunday was not any better. So I wasn't getting any better. And I was supposed to work on something really important over the weekend. I had two live classes on Tuesday and it was all ready, but I really wanted to review it and practice it and think about it. And I couldn't. Now, luckily, everything was ready. Most of it was ready. So I wasn't too stressed out, but I was just worried about not being able to do that extra work and not getting well enough to be ready with my voice, with my energy for the live classes on Tuesday. The live classes are classes that I've been talking about for a while. It's where I talk about New Sound, my program. We are promoting New Sound. The doors are open. And like, that's like such an important day, Tuesday. And I was like so afraid that my body's not going to get strong enough on time. But one good thing that happened is that this was the first time I completely let go of control. I had no choice, you guys. I had no choice. And one of the repetitive themes that Gil and I had from the moment we got here is that I was in total control over everything. The schedule, the arrangements, the relocation process, the visa process. If you've heard my episode about it, you know that it was a big deal. So I was on top of everything because I'm really good at these things. Like it's good. Like I know how to organize things. I know how to communicate with people, even though I don't speak the language. And I was like in over control and I felt like exhausted from always having to be in control and always having that energy of knowing what's happening and taking care of everything. And it was the first time that I said like, okay, I'm letting go. Can you please take care of me? And he did an amazing job taking care of me. Like really, he gave me everything I asked for and more. He was, you know, taking care of the girls and he took them out. And, you know, they usually hang out a lot together. But this time there was like, it was really, really, all three of them, Gil and the girls, they realized that I'm dysfunctional. So they went out of their way to make me feel okay and like making sure that I don't have to do anything. And it was really nice to be taken care of and to not have to worry about things and to ask for help. So if any of you listening are control freaks or you love taking control or that's just like your nature, like it is for me, it's so important to allow a little bit of help sometimes and to ask for it. And you know what it is? I think it's being vulnerable. And when you're sick, you're vulnerable. That's it. And it's okay. Like you have a legit reason to be vulnerable. But I feel like what I've learned from this is that I can allow myself to be a bit more vulnerable and let go more of control in the day-to-day things that we have to do. Because things are just fine, even if I'm not managing them. Not always just fine, but usually they're fine. So that was a nice lesson that I've learned from this experience. Another funny thing that happened that I have to share with you is that when you are in a foreign country, I don't want to call it a foreign country because it's the country I live in right now, but when you're in a new place and you go to the drugstore or the pharmacy and you ask for something and you don't get what you want. So at some point I told Gil to go get a thermometer. You went to get a thermometer and pain relief medication so we would have it at home. And then he comes back with something that looked like a pregnancy test. And it had, it said on the box, you get results within 6 days. He's like, here's your thermometer. And I said, I'm like, great, let me check if I have fever and I'm going to get results in 6 days. Can I take it out? And it was like, it has the weirdest shape. Now, maybe it is a thermometer, but it was very, very, very weird. And we both laughed so hard. And he said, I went to the guy and I picked up a thermometer for kids. And I said, do you have this for adults? And this is why, what he gave him. And then I double checked the pain relief medication to make sure it's not a laxative. Luckily, it wasn't. But when it comes to your health, when you are asking for medication in a different language, make sure you double check it. Okay? That was so funny. Now, another thing that was scary that I was thinking about is that I just hope it doesn't get worse so that I would have to go see a doctor. Because that also scared me. Okay, how do I find a doctor? Who's my doctor? I know I have a private insurance and I have health insurance, public insurance, but how do I activate it? Because it's the first time I need to use it. And if I find a doctor, how would I communicate with them if they don't speak English? Like, how do I set an appointment all while being sick, right? And it's so scary. Like, you feel so helpless and feel so vulnerable when it's not your place, when it's not your language, but also when it's not your country and you don't know how things work here. So it's just like, please, please, please. I just hope that I wouldn't have to go see a doctor. Now, on Sunday, I started feeling a little better and I did something that I've done in the past when I was sick and I had a big, big event that I had to get better for. And it's called IV therapy. IV therapy is like an IV drip that you get to your vein, a ton of vitamins and minerals and salts and liquids so that you get better soon. So I looked for the nearest place around me. It's private and I don't do it often. Like, I did it once or maybe twice before. And I found one and I went and got it. I got like an IV drip with a ton of vitamin C and vitamin B and stuff because I was so afraid that I wouldn't get better by Tuesday. And actually, I felt a lot better after, but the night was horrible. I was like hallucinating. I don't know if it was that the disease or it was the IV drip, all the vitamins in my body making my brain go crazy. But anyway, I had a horrible night. And the following day was the live class. Now you can hear my voice. You can hear that I'm a bit hoarse, and that's because I started coughing that day, and I also had to speak for 4.5 hours live. Now the live classes were really amazing. The audience was to die for, like my people, and they supported me so much, so I didn't feel sick at all while I was going live. I also was on adrenaline. I'm not going to talk about all the technical issues that we had because we had some technical issues, but that was fine. It was just like a lot to handle when my brain was already not at full capacity. But I did it, but at the end of the two lives, my voice was just like, Hadar, leave me alone. So luckily I could rest the following few days and now here I am. I'm recording the podcast for you about being sick in a foreign country. Now, one of the things that I notice about me getting sick is that it always happens. First, my body knows to get sick on the weekend. I don't know how that is. I don't get sick on a weekday. I might be tired. I might be like, but I'm kind of like keeping it together. And the first day I have off, my body is like, okay, I'm done. And then I get sick. So usually I get sick on a weekend. And then usually I get sick at the end of a big project, or I don't usually get sick. I'm not going to say that, but like my body gets tired. Or if I get sick, that's usually after like something really, really big and intensive. It's kind of like my body is telling me, Hadar, you pushed it too much. And it's funny because since November, actually since October, we've been on the go, 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 go. And everything has been so incredibly intense. And I was so curious to understand how come I wasn't getting sick, knock on wood. Like my body kept staying resilient throughout all the chaos. And then the move, packing everything there and the move here and getting here and here, everything was like so incredibly intensive for the first 2 months. And after that, I was like, okay, I'm probably going to get sick now. And nope, I was good. And then we started getting ready for the new sound launch, which is what's happening now. And that then we got really, really busy. And I guess this is where my body said, okay, let's stop. Let's stop right now, Hadar, because sometimes you forget to rest. And I'm going to tell you that now you need to rest, or I'm not going to leave you a choice. So I want to publicly thank my body right now for reminding me to rest. And I want to thank my body for being considerate enough to do it on the weekends when that happens. And I want to publicly thank my body for getting better on time for the big things. And I promise my body, I publicly promise my body to take care of it and to eat better, because I haven't been eating properly because life has been so hectic, to drink a lot more water and to sleep well. So I'm making this public commitment because being sick really, really sucks. And being sick away from home, away from my mom, sucks even more. So I really don't want to get sick again. And I don't want to get my family sick. And we have guests and we have so many plans and we're going back home for the holidays in a few weeks. So being healthy is probably one of the most important things. And one of the things that we don't have control over. We can plan our lives as much as we want, but we can't plan this. So this is why it's so important. And this is a reminder for me and for you, dear listener and viewer, to take care of yourself, sleep enough hours, eat well, drink well. Because really, like, there is nothing more important than our health. Yeah, that's it. I wanted to share this because it was fresh and a part of my relocation diaries. And next week, I'm going to come back with another story from my relocation experience. All right, my friends, I love you all. Thank you so much. Be healthy, be kind to yourself especially. Love you. Bye.